Okay, so you've defined the problem behavior in a way that is specific and measurable. You can see it and hear it. So now we need to decide how we're going to count this behavior. How are we going to know if progress has been made? How are we going to figure out where we're starting? And how are we going to track progress throughout the whole behavior change process? So we're going to talk about two ways to measure the behavior, either counting by frequency, how many times the behavior happens, or duration, how long the behavior happens. So the first question you're going to ask yourself is, can you easily track one of this behavior? So what I mean by that, if you're working with a child who's screaming, how do you count one scream? If you're working with a child that has tantrums and you've defined that tantrum in an observable, measurable way, how do you define one tantrum? Let's say on Monday, Johnny has only one tantrum, but that tantrum lasts 3 hours. And then on Tuesday, Johnny has 5 tantrums, but each tantrum lasts 2 minutes. If you wrote on your data sheet Monday 1 and Tuesday 5, is that an accurate depiction of the week? No. So you can't easily track those examples with one. So if you answer this, yes, I can easily answer one of this, I can easily track one of this behavior, then you're going to be using frequency data. If you're like, nope, it's some of those examples we talked about, like yelling or tantruming, then you're going to be using duration data. So in our behavior definition worksheet, in that middle section, we're going to pick whether you're using frequency or duration. So pick one. When you're deciding how to measure the behavior, these two options we're talking about. Frequency means counting how many times the behavior happens, and duration means how many minutes or seconds that behavior happens for. So some behaviors that are good for frequency, meaning we're counting how many times it happens. Behaviors that occur in isolation, behaviors that are short in duration, behaviors that are easy to count, and behaviors that have a clear start and end point. Behaviors that are not good for frequency, so would probably be better suited for a duration data measurement, are behaviors that occur in groups, such as a tantrum. Really, a tantrum is really just a set of behaviors. The length varies, such as screaming. Sometimes it can be 2 seconds, sometimes it can be 2 minutes. It's difficult to just count one of. So we had a hard time answering that question that we talked about first. So some examples, some behaviors that you may want to track with frequency. This isn't a hard, fast list. These are examples. Some of my examples could honestly go under both boxes. So tracking with frequency, behaviors like biting, spitting, calling out, swearing, hair pulling, not turning in an assignment, hand biting, and eloping, running. Tracking with duration, tantrum, off task, out of seat, yelling, crying, work refusal, whining, elopement, running. You notice I have running in both categories. You might want to track how many times a child leaves the classroom or pops out of their seat, but then also track how long that running lasts. So depending on the kid, some of these could fall under either category or both. So within that behavior definition worksheet, we're really now to the end of this worksheet. We've defined the behavior by things we can see and hear. We've decided how you're taking data and then adding in those non-examples. So let's wrap up lessons 1 and 2 and do a little activity here. I'm going to play a video of a little boy having a hard time, and we're going to go through and answer some questions when we're done. So when you're watching this video, note what the behavior looks like and note some things we've discussed in relation to measurement.
Joshua, would you like to get up and have a banana? Joshua,
you want to get up and have a banana, or do you want to go back to the classroom?